The square was crowded with stalls, vendors frozen in the act of hawking their wares. The vendors seemed comical, so intent were they on their slivers of meaningless profit, all unaware of the desolate ages that lay in their own near future, their own imminent deaths.
"A Roman settlement," Bobby said.
"Yes."
David pointed at the screen.
"I think that is the forum. That is probably the basilica, the town hall and law courts. These rows of colonnades lead to shops and offices, and the building over there might be a temple."
"It looks so orderly," Bobby murmured. "Even modern. Streets and buildings, offices and shops. You can see it's all set out on a rectangular grid like Manhattan. I feel as if I could walk into the screen and go look for a bar."
The contrast of this little island of civilization with the centuries-wide sea of ignorance and toil that surrounded it was so striking that David felt a reluctance to leave it.
"You're taking a risk to come here," he said.
Bobby's face, hovering above the shroud, was like an eerie mask illuminated by the frozen smile of his distant grandmother.
"I know that, and I know you've been helping the FBI. The DNA trace?"
David sighed.
"If not me, somebody else would have developed it. At least this way I know what they're up to."
He tapped his soft screen. A border of smaller images lit up around the image of the grandmother.
"Here. Wormcam views of all the neighboring rooms in the corridors. This aerial view shows the parking lot. I've mixed in infrared recognition. If anybody approaches..."
"Thanks."
"It's been too long, brother. I haven't forgotten the way you helped me through my own crisis, my brush with addiction."
"We all have crises. It was nothing."
"On the contrary."
"You haven't told me why I've come here."
Bobby shrugged, the movement inside his shroud a shadowy blur.
"I know you've been looking for us. I'm alive and well, and so is Kate."
"And happy?"
Bobby smiled.
"If I wanted happy, I could just turn on the chip in my head. There's more to life than happiness, David. I want you to take a message to Heather."
David frowned.
"Is it about Mary? Is she hurt?"
"No. No, not exactly."
Bobby rubbed his face, hot in his smart shroud. "She's become one of the joined. We're going to try to get her to come home. I want you to help me set it up." It was disturbing news.
"Of course. You can trust me."
Bobby grinned.
"I know it. Otherwise I wouldn't have come."
"And I," David thought uneasily, "have, since we last met, discovered something momentous about you." He looked into Bobby's open, curious face, lit up by a day 2 millennia gone. Was this the time to hit Bobby with another revelation about Hiram's endless tinkering with his life? Perhaps, indeed, the greatest crime Hiram had committed against his son? Later, he thought. Later. There will be a moment. And besides, the Wormcam image still glowed on the screen, enticing, alien, utterly irresistible. The Wormcam, in all its manifestations, had changed the world. But none of that mattered, he thought, compared to this. The power of the technology to reveal what had been thought lost forever. There would be time enough for life, for their complex affairs, to deal with the unshaped future. For now, history beckoned. He took the joystick, pushing it forward, and the Roman buildings evaporated like snowflakes in the sun. Another brief blur of migrations, and now here was a new breed of ancestor, still with the characteristic strawberry hair and blue eyes, but with no trace of the Romanesque nose. Around the flickering faces, David glimpsed fields, small and rectangular, worked by plows drawn by oxen, or even, in poorer times, by humans. There were timber granaries, sheep and pigs, cattle and goats. Beyond the grouped fields, he saw earthwork banks, making the area into a fort. But abruptly, as they sank deeper into the past, the earthworks were replaced by a cruder wooden palisade. Bobby said,
"The world's getting simpler."
"Yes. How did Francis Bacon put it? The good effects wrought by founders of cities, lawgivers, fathers of the people, extirpators of tyrants, and heroes of that class extend but for short times, whereas the work of the inventor